Let's make our plays. We come out here with a smile on our face. Have a great ride home.
This week on EverBank Jaguars Weekend, another win at Wembley, how the Jaguars dismantled the Ravens in London, plus a look ahead to the New York Jets. We get in the film room with head coach Doug Marrone.
Yeah, there we go.
And how one Jaguar is promoting good nutrition. All that and more next on EverBank Jaguars Weekend.
This is EverBank Jaguars Weekend. EverBank, it's your money. Make the most of it.
Let's talk about what we did the night before. We talked about opportunity, an opportunity to go 2-1. And again, not look back and regret anything. All right, we took advantage of that opportunity. Now let's pack up and get the hell back home.
A happy locker room for the Jags at Wembley last week after a dominant win on an international stage. And welcome into EverBank Jaguars Weekend. JP Shadrick with you. Yes, indeed. The Jaguars are 2-1, and they've shown some great signs for the future here in the 2017 season. But before we get to that future in 2017, the Jets this coming week, let's take a look back and soak in the win at Wembley. After a pregame show of unity to a worldwide audience, the Jaguars put together a unified performance in London.
It's only game four coming up. We still have a whole season to go. You know, you see teams like last year, like the Vikings, are 5-0 and then kind of fall off at the end. You know, we want to make sure we're the good example of teams that are starting to rise and make sure we just don't fall off. So it's just consistency, working, and keep chopping wood.
The defense had another great day. Three takeaways with 5 Ravens 3-and-outs in the first half.
When we go out there, we make sure we give everybody 100% what we got. And so far, so good. We had one miss up against the Titans. But other than that, I feel like we've been playing great defense. And hopefully we can continue that momentum.
Blake Bortles took advantage of downfield opportunities and collected the second best rating in his career.
Well, it kind of goes back to the way our defense has been playing. You know, if we don't turn the ball over, we're going to have a chance to win a lot of football games. And a lot of that is, you know, on my shoulders to control it.
Welcome in Brian Sexton, John Osier, and Subway. Many Subway sandwich shops are locally owned by people in your neighborhood. You support business when you visit. Come help support your community one bite at a time. Blake Bortles. Yes, it is. A lot of it is on his shoulders. He's coming off a great performance last week.
Well, I think it's always on his shoulders because he's the quarterback. But I think the good news is we've now seen from Blake that he can do it within this formula. His 4 touchdowns, no interceptions last week was great. But he did it smart. He threw the ball away at the right time. He was mobile at the right time, made smart decisions. His best performance, but the best news is he was calm during that performance, and that's what he's got to be.
He's starting to develop some measure of consistency. I can only base it on the 20 minutes that we see of practice during the week. But every pass looks about the same. You don't see these anymore, the ones that go back and forward. And what is that? Right? He's starting to play at a consistent level on Sundays and practicing during the week, and I don't think it's a coincidence that since they gave him the starting job back, he has had some really solid weeks of practice consecutively.
3 interceptions in his last 7 games. Pretty good for him.
Yeah, and that helps an offense stay consistent. That's the next trick for this group on the offensive side, is do that game after game after game. Maybe not a career performance every game from him, but the offense needs to move.
Well, and look, it moves with the running game, obviously, but he's got to be able to put the ball down the field. And I said last week, get the tight ends involved. I didn't know that it was going to be 3 touchdowns. But find the middle of the field. Find these big guys that open things up on the outside. I believe that that's what Blake does best. Rather than send it high and deep and let Allen Robinson go get it, let him make those easy throws over the middle and loosen up a defense.
It still all has to come through Fournette in this offense. It's so clearly built around his ability to get extra yards, their faith in that. But Blake does. The pass to Marquise Lee at the beginning of the game last week, boy, did that give him confidence. So he hits a couple like that, opens things up. All of a sudden, you might have some balance.
And you saw the confidence the whole game. He was confident. He was sharp. He was comfortable. That's what they need from him.
Real quick here on the other side, the defense helps when the defense is good, but this defense might be really, really good.
Might be.
It has a chance, and it's starting to put it together 10 of 12 quarters.
Best defense this franchise has ever had.
Already.
Already.
Already. And there's more ahead on EverBank Jaguars Weekend. Jeff Lagerman sits down with head coach Doug Marrone for a look at the New York Jets offense.
I do no wedding planning. Okay, I just signed the checks.
Plus, we hop in the car for a ride with defensive tackle Malik Jackson in Jackson 5. And we'll see what's cooking this week on Game Day Grub. But first, Know Your Jaguars, presented by Fields Auto Group. And this week we're asking the guys, what skill would you like to master?
That's a tough question. I think I would love to master the ability to play golf. I feel like it's a great, you know, sport as far as just to network and get to know people. And it's you got to be very focused and you got to be very determined to play that game because it's kind of hard.
Just tap it in.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Well, I ran track since I was 8, so I've always wanted to just go to Olympics and run hurdles.
Growing up, when I was playing baseball, I was never really good at throwing the ball. So I always threw them, like, not straight. So, you know, probably pitching.
You can play for the Cubs.
Well, I play a lot of poker, and I haven't mastered it yet, so I would like to be able to win a main event one day.
I think reading people, definitely if you be able to read people, kind of dictate how conversations go and kind of when to keep going and not out.
I will never understand people.
They're the worst.
Something with TV, probably in front of the camera. I mean, that's really what I look to get into once I'm finished with football.
I really want to be a commentator or a broadcaster. I really look up to Michael Strahan. I love what he's doing with Good Morning America. So if I could do something like that, I would try to master that.
Going nowhere as we reach on climax.
I always said if I had the voice of Michael Bublé, I'd be sad.
Because I want you. I need you all for me.
You know, that way, you know, I could really wow some people.
Jaguars Weekend is brought to you in part by EverBank. It's your money. Make the most of it. And GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
It's easy. Best secondary in the league. Right here.
It is early in the season, but it might be hard to argue with Jalen Ramsey soon if the Jags keep playing like they did last week. And welcome back to EverBank Jaguars Weekend. The Jaguars face the New York Jets this week. It's a Jets team many thought wouldn't win many games this year, but they beat the Dolphins last week. Jeff Lagerman is in the film room for a closer look with head coach Doug Marrone, and their conversation is presented by Cadillac.
Doug, this week, traveling to New York to face the Jets. You're from the Bronx. You're certainly familiar with the Jets. You coached there as an offensive line coach, your first job ever. And so facing the Jets, does it have any kind of a special feel to it?
Well, I mean, not necessarily. I think that what I try to do is to make sure that, you know, my concentration is on our team and what we're doing and really not for anyone else as an individual. And that's the one thing we preach to our team. So, you know, we're going up there with a team concept and we need to play well.
All right, having played for the Jets, I'm with you. It doesn't mean anything. Let's get to football.
Exactly.
Their quarterback, 15 years in the National Football League. They say he's played for about 10 teams and he's certainly coming off of two very good performances.
He is, and, you know, he's someone that can get hot and really play well. He can definitely, you know, spin the football. He throws very accurately. He can throw the ball deep down the field. And you see here, he has pinpoint, you know, precision on his throw. So he's someone that, you know, can do us some damage and is a challenge for us.
Well, and Austin Seferi-Jenkins came back from a two-game suspension. But I think the impressive thing is the deep ball that he threw right here to Robbie Anderson was dead on the money.
Yeah, and he's thrown a lot of deep balls. Even when you go back and you look at when he played for Cleveland last year, you know, his deep balls are in perfect spots. You know, the receivers are running underneath them. They're getting a lot of yards after the catch here, obviously. And Anderson's someone that can obviously get behind the defense.
What does he do best, Josh McCown?
I think, you know, when he's protected, like a lot of quarterbacks, there's some quarterbacks that can get it done when they're protected. You know, he can get it done. I mean, he can make all the throws and do those things. So I've told people, I really think he's an outstanding quarterback.
All right, thanks, Doug.
Great, thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff. Strap in and hang on. It's time to get into the car with Jaguars defensive tackle Malik Jackson in Jackson 5.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Jackson 5 today. We have a great guest with us today, the great Avery Jones. I got 5 questions for you. You know, just want to get to know you a little bit, let the people get to know you a little bit of who Mr. Jones is. First, why did you choose to go to the West? Sorry. Why did you choose to go to Georgia?
Well, besides it being the best school in the world.
Academics, maybe.
Yeah, okay. Best school in the world. When I was in high school, the governor of Georgia, Sonny Perdue, he went to high school in my city. I met him in high school, and he said, if you play high school football in the state of Georgia and you play for the University of Georgia, you will never want anything. You will never want for anything in your life as long as you live in the state of Georgia.
And you find that true?
I find that true.
How does it feel playing, you know, in an NFL city that's close to your, an NFL team that's close to your home?
I like it a lot. It feels pretty good. I mean, I can see my family whenever we get some real free time. It's only like a 3.5-hour drive. They can come to all the home games. And the best part about it is my family know to leave me alone. So it ain't just constantly people coming to see me. Mm-hmm. They know I'm here. They only need to come see me if it's an emergency. So that's perfect.
You know, I know you're another guy. You know, we had Calais on here, and he just jumped the broom. And now you know your guy's about to jump the broom. How do you feel about that? You know, are you guys in the wedding plans, or do you just show up on wedding day?
Malik, I'm not going to lie to you. I do no wedding planning. Okay, I just signed the checks. Other than that, I hope it turns out well. But I think it's going to be pretty good. I mean, we got the colors coordinated. I got to pick my suit. My suit's smooth now.
Is it red? Is it satin red?
No. It's blue. It's navy blue.
Oh, it's navy blue.
Yeah, so I'm going to be cold with it. But there it's a nice one.
Okay, well, I know I'll be seeing you pull up on your nice little red thing you got out there. Is that BMW guy? Is that your dream car? Or what is your dream car? And is that your favorite car?
Well, that one is my favorite car because I love the 7.
Yeah, tell us what it is.
All right, so it's a BMW M760. The first 7 Series M BMWs ever made. I love it. Over 600 horsepower.
And he ain't got no money. You hear this guy? And he ain't got no money. That's crazy. Last question. You know, I know you're a big, avid Georgia fan. I don't know why. But what's your prediction? I need real numbers here.
Real numbers.
What's your prediction for this Saturday's game in Knoxville when you guys come to the Tennessee Volunteers house and get thrashed? What is your prediction?
Well, to me, Tennessee is an okay team, an okay program, you know, this year in history-wise. So I could see us beating Tennessee. I give y'all benefit of the doubt, so I say like 24-3, 24-10. I don't see y'all scoring more than 10.
Okay, my turn. I want to hear all that. My turn. Okay, I give it to you guys. You guys got a pretty good team. I hear the quarterback's pretty nice. I don't think your O-line's going to be safe with our D-line. I think our defense is going to step up big this game. Our quarterback's going to manage the game and win the game, right? Our running back's going to take over the game. Man, so I'll make it I do 21-10.
You definitely don't believe
Tennessee
that.
Tennessee
Vols. You don't believe that.
Look, man, it's been real. Get out of my car with that. I've had a good time.
Oh, hey.
Get out of here, man.
There's still more to come on EverBank Jaguars Weekend. Up next, we'll see what's cooking this week on Game Day Grub. And one Jags defender spreads the word of good nutrition.
They fake it twice, and it goes toward the end zone. He's got more. J.D. Lewis into the end zone for the touchdown. A wheel route for J.D. Lewis for the touchdown. Who that caught again?
Tight end Mercedes Lewis mic'd up against the Ravens. Good thing he had 3 touchdowns, a career high for the 12th-year vet. Check out Mic'd Up each week on Jaguars.com. And welcome back to EverBank Jaguars Weekend. It's time to get into the kitchen for Game Day Grub, presented by Tico People's Gas. Angie Baselli has a special guest chef this week. It's Justin from Fresh from Florida, and they've got a Florida favorite.
Welcome to Game Day Grub, presented by Tico People's Gas. We're in a Dreamfinders Homes model in Longfield Preserve, which is a natural gas community. And I'm here with Chef Justin from Fresh from Florida with all of this amazing fresh produce and food. What are we cooking today?
That's right, Angie. I'm really excited to be here and so excited to meet you and get to work with the Jags organization and in this wonderful model home. And of course, with great natural gas to cook on. It's amazing. So we brought some wonderful things today from Fresh from Florida. Yes, we did.
Gorgeous.
Have these wonderful East Coast shrimp here. They're just beautiful white little shrimp, perfect for our dish. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a little saute on these with a little garlic and a little butter. We're going to serve them over some grilled, roasted garlic bread. And it's going to be a phenomenal treat, maybe like an appetizer or something you could do out tailgating as well. So a lot of fun.
Well, show us how it's done.
All right, let's get started. So I have my big saute pan over here.
Yes.
And it's on medium high heat.
Okay.
So let's go ahead. Yep.
Need some grease.
We're gonna go with our butter. get in there.
Garlic?
Yep, let's go in with the garlic.
Bring it on.
Nice hot pan, which is good.
Yum.
And then we're gonna go ahead and add our Florida shrimp. So we're gonna go ahead and get these in. A little
voila.
Bit of splatter.
What do you say when it does that?
Well, I like voila. It was the perfect one. I'm just gonna give this a quick flip.
Okay.
And now.
Don't try that at home.
Yeah. Or try it with a little practice at home. Yeah. Now we're gonna go ahead and add a little bit of our herbs, a little bit of fresh oregano. And if you don't like basil and oregano, hey, use rosemary. Use what you like, use what you have.
You're right on target.
A little bit of parsley. I'm just gonna roll these up a little bit.
This is what I like to see. I love using fresh herbs, but sometimes I make it more difficult. This is easy.
Yeah, this is real easy. Don't try this at home either. Make sure you always have
I'd be minus some tonight. Fingers right
I'm
about
chilling
now.
Out just a little bit now. These are almost done cooking here.
This is his part for sure.
And then we're gonna finish this up with just a little bit of Worcestershire sauce. It's just gonna give another little level of flavor. We're gonna squeeze in a little fresh lemon juice.
Oh yeah, you got that trick down too.
Absolutely. Just using my hand to catch the seeds.
My sieve.
Mm-hmm. And then we're gonna bring over our wonderful garlic bread here that I did a little garlic and butter and
you just
some
did
more
this on
fresh
the grill,
herbs.
Right?
And I did it right on the grill. Yeah, it's gonna give it a great smoky flavor, which
that
is
looks
phenomenal.
Amazing.
This one last stir. And then we're gonna bring these over. So basically, we're just gonna pile these on.
Oh my gosh.
These are peelingy and yummy, ready to go. They've already been split a little bit.
So did people just fight over this?
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah, you might have to have a bouncer or something.
Portion control.
When
here,
you pull
yes.
this one out. And there we have it, our beautiful.
Very fresh from
Florida.
Shrimp.
That's right. Fresh, yummy, and it smells delicious.
For the shrimp recipe and a look at all the Game Day Grub segments, make sure you visit peoplesgas.com/cooking. Jaguars safety Barry Church was out in the community this week visiting a local school and spreading the knowledge of good nutrition. Ashlyn Sullivan has more in this Baptist Health feature.
One of the biggest issues in America today is childhood obesity. Jaguar safety Barry Church partnered up with the Dairy Council of Florida and Fuel Up to Play 60 this week to do something about it. At Hyde Park Elementary, students were taught how to make exercising outdoors fun. Something Barry Church says was easy to do when he was a kid.
You got it, you got it. Yeah, there we go. There we go.
I mean, nowadays, you know, a lot of kids are on video games or on social media a lot of the time. But when I was growing up, it was a punishment to be inside. So we're just trying to get these kids to know that going outside and, you know, playing at least 60 minutes a day and getting your dairy products in each and every day is great for growing up to be as strong and as healthy as you can when you're an adult.
With Fuel Up to Play 60, they are not only encouraging kids to be active 60 minutes a day, but also put the right foods in your body. In order to be like Jaguar safety Barry Church, he says you have to start that at a very young age.
Oh yeah, in order to be where I'm at today, I gotta eat healthy, and that's a must. I mean, I can gain weight super easily, so I try to eat as healthy as I can, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. There we go, there we go,
For Jaguars Weekend, I'm Ashlyn Sullivan.
Thanks, Ashlyn. Up next, a trip to the Big Apple to face the New York Jets. Stay with us on EverBank Jaguars Weekend.
You start planning on how to use that time. And I think that obviously we're going to use that time wisely where we're able to get a lot of work done, you know, on the plane.
Good planning for the Jags. They're rested and ready to go after the game in London. And welcome back to EverBank Jaguars Weekend. Our thanks again to Subway for the fantastic lunch today ahead of the Jags and the Jets. The 2-1 Jaguars, by the way, facing the surprise 1-2 New York Jets. It's a Jag team that is planned for this week and bouncing back from London all offseason.
Well, if you had asked me in 2013, 14, if you could play a game right after London, I'd have said no way. But to talk to the players and even to experience what we felt, we all went, I don't think it's as hard physically as we anticipated it would be. And, you know, the proof will be in the pudding on Sunday. But from talking to players, I don't think they think it's going to be a big factor.
I'm interested to see if the players do what Tom Iselinski and the training staff and the medical staff have asked them to do. They've got a plan. It's all in place. The question is, will the players stay dedicated to that?
What, you think they're going rogue? Think they're just going to go off on their own?
They're in their early 20s.
Yeah, you're right. And
it takes dedication to be ready to go on Sunday. It is not a given that their legs will be there.
And this is a team that needs to learn how to win the games you're supposed to win. The Jags are favored. Everybody's talking highly about you. Well, they got to go prove it on Sunday, too. That's the next step.
Yeah, I'm used to people talking highly about me, so it's not a problem.
You have to go get this one. I asked players, is this a should-win game? Most of them said it's a must-win game.
Would agree with that. I would agree it's a must-win game because this team needs to take that next step and win the games they're supposed to win.
If they win, they're 3-1 in the first quarter of the 2017 season. The Jags and the Jets coming up at MetLife Stadium this weekend. We'll see you next week on EverBank Jaguars Weekend.